Are recording.
All right, the
Are we
red light.
all? Do
Hold
we
on.
need a second, or are we?
The red light is lit.
Hold on. I think we're good.
I guess because now we got to keep things moving if we need to.
Yeah, we're recording.
All right, you're
Okay.
on.
So welcome everyone. This is Carol. Monday, June 19th, our board meeting, and we are live streamed at townhallstreams.com. And we'll call the meeting to order. And thank you, board members, as well for attending. We'll call the meeting to order and pledge allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag
Of the
of the United
United States
States of
of
America,
America and
and
to
to
the
the
Republic
Republic
for which
for
it
which
stands,
stands,
one
one
nation,
nation, under
under
God,
God,
indivisible,
indivisible,
with
with
liberty
liberty
and
and
justice
justice
for
for
all.
all.
And a moment of silence, please. So, in addition to live town hall streams, we're also audio recording the meeting too, which will be available on HDSD after the meeting. Do we have any recognitions this evening?
I do have a couple of recognitions. So I'd like to start with Mr. Peterson. Wanted to especially recognize Julianne LeBeer. She was the recipient of the Service Above Self Award at the 8th grade rising ceremony. This year's recipient of the Service Above Self Award is a valued member of the 8th grade class. She is well respected by her peers and teachers alike. From the beginning of this year, this student has stood out among her peers as someone who embodies the selfless attitude along with a genuine commitment to her community. This student is an integral part of the local scouting community. She completed introduction to leadership skills for troops and plans to attend additional youth leadership training this summer. She also founded the first Girls Patrol in Troop 529. She has the distinction of being the first senior patrol leader and continues to fulfill that role today. She has served her local community by helping clean up the yard at the Holy Cross Episcopal Church, replace flags at cemeteries with the Henniker Legion, and participated in the Memorial Day Parade in Henniker. And so the 2023 Service Above Self recipient is Julianne LeBeer. And then at the high school, Mr. O'Rourke would like to recognize Michael Denslow and congratulate Michael Denslow for being voted the student body president for the 23-24 school year. Michael is a natural leader, and we look forward to experiencing the positive impact he will bring to the school community. And then I just have a couple of staff recognitions. So they're for Deanna Neal and Christine Healy. Or Haley, sorry, who are here at the elementary school. Christine is the music teacher, and Deanna is one of our 5th grade teachers. And together, they did a wonderful job with the drama club. They worked with over 100 students and made each one feel that their participation was very important to the overall production. They gave the students the freedom to control the production and make the decisions, and under their guidance, the production was wonderful this year. So that was really exciting to get back to the drama production and the drama club at the elementary school this year. And that is what we have for recognitions.
Thank you for the recognitions, and thank you for everything that those students and staff and everyone else does in our district, and their contributions. Any correspondence?
We have no correspondence.
Okay, and public comment. If there's anyone from the public who wishes to speak, 5 minutes or less. We'll show that we've offered public comment at about 6:06 p.m. and there was no one available that wanted to take us up on that, so we will offer it later in the meeting. And so moving on to the consent agenda.
So I did the I just wanted
updated.
to say that we had sent you just an emailed version of appointments, leaves, and resignations
Right.
because this is a busy time of year. The update was everybody had it handed to them coming into the meeting, and that is fresh of the as of this afternoon, and some exciting things. So that is what is in there.
So almost at full capacity, hopefully soon.
Not quite.
We'll
Getting
be
there.
working on that in progress. So
We are indeed.
we have the updated appointments, leaves, and recognitions in front of us,
Holy
which are
smokes.
in the consent agenda.
How did she get to step 10 already? Didn't she just student teach with me like yesterday?
So,
Deja
Heidi
vu.
has
Yeah.
realized. So you're not wishing to pull something off of the consent
No,
agenda.
no.
Okay.
She had already
That sounds
emailed me
good.
earlier
Yes.
today, and I was like, "How how has it been step 10?
2013, it's just a moment, my friend.
She student taught with me 3 years ago.
2013.
Yes.
And, yep.
Wow, holy Toledo.
Similar to as students graduate, and you realize
just shock.
Time
yes.
flies. So is there a motion to approve
so moved.
Consent agenda with minutes and appointment sleeves?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No abstentions. So 4-0-0.
Thank you very much.
So superintendent's report.
All right. So first up, we need to make a slight adjustment to the 23-24 calendar. We have a typo in there. It says that the last professional development day is a full day of school, but we have the contracted number of days for staff to work. It should actually be a half day of school, or else we've gone over their contracted number. So it just letting you know that we're going to make that correction to the okay. typo, because it's a board approved calendar. Yep, we'll get that fixed. And apologize about that. And then summer programming, just to give everybody kind of a brief rundown of what we're doing for programming at the high school. Credit recovery time will be July 18th to August 10th, and ESY, extended school year programming, that's specific to the individual needs of identified students, will be July 25th through August 10th. High school programming is generally Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays in the summer. At the middle school, July 18th to August 10th is when tutoring is going to be happening. And ESY will be July 24th through August 10th. They do, again, it's driven by individual student needs, so some are 4 days a week, some are 3 days a week. At the middle school, and then at the elementary school, we have the Title I programming that takes place, as well as ESY, and the dates for that will be July 24th through August 10th. And there is Kid Adventures, again, not a district organization anymore, but we support their we share
efforts.
Space with them, etc., and they will be running summer programming for students that is complimentary. For times and such with the summer programming. And then preschool will be from July 17th to August 10th is when the preschool summer programming will take place. So that is what we have there. Two things bringing to your attention. They were included in your packet, the Washington IT service agreement and the Washington facilities agreement. We're not recommending any changes to last year. And the Washington board approved both of those for another year at their meeting last week. And so asking the board to vote to approve that as well. This has worked really well for both districts. It gives us some continuity with Washington and allows them to pay for some oversight services that would be really difficult for them to get otherwise in those two areas. So just asking the board to continue that practice. We're hoping for another year, and honestly, well into the future, I would anticipate that. Any questions about the service agreement?
It's income or revenue to us.
Yes.
And expenses
yep.
for Washington.
Correct.
So it doesn't cost us.
Yes, it does not cost Hillsborough Deering anything, and it provides a revenue stream. As a reminder to everybody, our board retreat, we're doing a little bit differently this year. We're going to do breakfast at meeting and be from 9 a.m. to noon, and we will be using the middle school media center. It should be the high school media center.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I didn't catch that before. We'll be using the high school media center, where we met last year for the retreat, from 9 a.m. to noon. And in your packet, you've got your board assessment tool that the school
last
board
page.
The National School Board Association puts together. And so your homework assignment, just like last year, is to complete that individually and bring it to the meeting. And if anybody has any questions, let me know. The only thing that would change the location of the meeting is if there's a conflict with some of the work James is doing, but for right now, I don't believe that that is the case. And we will be in the high school.
Do you want us to just bring those to the meeting?
Yes. Just have it filled out and bring it with you.
That worked out well last year.
It did. So that I will collate it like I did last year. That gave it, if everybody had like their individual, and then you could see where you looked while people are working on some other things. And then lastly, how exciting, the next regularly scheduled school board meeting is going to be August 21st at 6 p.m. here in this space.
A few additional weeks off.
So no regularly scheduled meetings in July, and we'll only have one in August.
Cool.
So, and then that's really, okay, out of the school year, so we don't have the student.
When we start up in September then, because then the 4th is a holiday. So
Tuesday.
We would do Tuesday the 5th.
Yes.
Yeah, that's usually what we've done.
All right, typical. So, all right. So, the rest of the update is that graduation went beautifully. It really did. The including, heaven help us, the weather cooperated exactly the way Mr. Orbart planned for it to do, which only reinforces his belief that he can control the weather. But the clouds parted and the sun came out for the processional into the tent, and then everybody got seated and comfortable, and then there was a downpour of absolute buckets during the ceremony, and then when it was time for the recessional out of the tent, the clouds cleared off and the sun came back out, and people were able to do the meet and greet and pictures on the field the way that they like. So we just,
your powers are amazing.
Could not have got anybody, but it was a beautiful ceremony. They did a fantastic job, as always, organizing it. The preschool and kindergarten promotion ceremonies were well attended and joyful. The fifth grade enjoyed their drive-through ceremony tremendously. I am delighted to report that they had 100% participation for the fifth grade class, which is amazing. Ooh. And then they circled around and had a picnic lunch basically with families in the beautiful courtyard, and the weather cooperated for that as well, so that was great. We haven't had a lot of cooperative weather the last couple of weeks. It did help keep the temperature in the buildings livable, which is not always okay when it gets really warm and hot in June. It can be, especially the second floor at the high school is horrid. So we were able to keep that. And then finally, the eighth graders had their promotion ceremony, followed by their dance, and it was very lovely, and that happened last Thursday. And we had all students headed out after the full day on Friday. Staff had their building professional development day today. I had a meeting with the leadership team this afternoon, and things went really, really well. People used the time to do some end-of-year reflection and some goal setting into next year, and it was very productive time today. Tomorrow is the last full staff professional development day, and there are two things that are happening. Our West Ed consultants are here to work with the folks that are on the data teams, which has been just a tremendous thing that we're putting together and working toward. And so the data teams that are going to be all day tomorrow and all day Wednesday, and they're working on that. Everybody is required to be here tomorrow. The data teams get some extra time on Wednesday. And while they are doing that, the rest of the staff are working on the input data for the curriculum website that we've been showing you and talking about. And so we're at the point of like the mass input And so there's a template, then the curriculum team, who's been working so hard on this project for the last 2 years, is going to be working with all of the other staff, and they will have the full day to work on getting their course information into the template the way that we need to, so that the data entry can start, and it's all, I could not be more excited with the design that they've come up with for how this is going to be. Really, it will really show the connection of things across the curriculum and connected to the portrait of a graduate and those rubrics that they designed last year, if you'll remember, and pulling it all together. So they'll be working on that, and then through the end of the week, through Friday, there are quite a number. I think at last count, I had Jenny told me we had 25 folks, but that may have gone up since the last time I looked at the chart, who are going to be returning through Friday to continue working on that curriculum, the website work, and getting all of the information in. So this is the unit plans, the scope and sequence, all of the pieces, and then how it all interconnects. And again, once it's all in there and together, you'll be able to search it by, you know, the speaking and listening strand for English. You'll be able to see all the places that happens throughout the curriculum, or you could look at it, portrait of a graduate competencies, where, you know, what are the lessons that specifically target critical thinking, like the portrait of a graduate wants you to, and you can see that across the curriculum. Or you'd be like, I don't care what's happening across the curriculum. My child is in grade 4. I want to know what grade 4 is doing. You'll be able to see it that way. Or I'm a social studies teacher. Those were the days. I'm a social studies teacher, and I want to see, you know, what the scope and sequence is for social studies lessons, you know, pre-K to 12 as well, and be able to just look at it all of those ways. So that's the work that's being done through the end of this week, and then you know, everybody is going to be headed off and to get some really well-deserved and much needed rest. Mm-hmm. The message that goes out to all of the staff includes telling them to turn their email notifications off, and to make some choices with their time about being able to focus on what they need in order to rest and recharge. And they get to choose if and when they're working on other projects during the summer, but they need to be able to feel like they can tap out and go recharge those batteries and do the things with the people that they choose that bring them joy and some fulfillment. So that is where people are headed off. But that's all I have for the superintendent's report. Again, just to, like, we purposely kept everything really brief tonight so that you would have the majority of your time for your non-public session. The board discussion, I have things that go with it. Do you want to introduce it?
Yeah, I can introduce that. First, before I go into that, on the 23-24 calendar, do you want an official vote under action items?
I think we probably need to
just as amended
to do that.
Okay. I made a note of that. I just was thinking of that as you were going through. So,
yep.
So the study committee participants, if you remember, we've had that open, that the RSA that was on the ballot, looking for the study committee for the budget advisory committee, and to decide whether or not we need one, what to have, and whether or not to have one or not. We were looking for volunteers from the community.
You had two sections. You wanted to have one member of the committee with somebody who was a business owner in Hillsborough Deering, and then you wanted two additional members who were residents of Hillsborough and Deering who had expressed interest. So we collected the thing. I have that with the timestamps here. There are 10 people all together who volunteered. filled out our plea for help. And of those, 1, 2, 3 of them own a business in Hillsborough or Deering. So I had an idea about how we could go about doing the selection of the study, because we want to be transparent about how we're doing that. for anybody who's watching. So my thought was we have this list with everybody's name on it. We number them, number tickets, pull the number out of the thing, and to have it be somebody who's impartial. I didn't know if the board wanted to ask Miss Megan if she would be willing to pull the names for you.
Does that pull
the numbers? Does that make sense?
Yep.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Have these people been vetted? Like they've been in the community a while? They're not brand new.
We asked. We had the invitation went out, and on this version of it, it has their address and their phone number and their email address. I didn't think that needed to go to everybody until you have your decision as to who is going to be contacting people. So it is a list of folks, so we can. I'm going to give you all a copy of it.
Yeah, don't worry, Paul. Nobody's running a lemonade stand.
You know, my other thought, too, I'm just thinking out loud now, too. Most people, everyone volunteered. They put their name in voluntarily. Do we want to pull backups just in case for some reason something's changed and someone can't? That way we don't have to wait until we have another meeting. Unless the board empowers someone to have a drawing.
That is the board's decision. So I'm going to go right down the list.
Okay.
With the in order, if they're the numbers.
Yep.
Jennifer, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Richard, would that be a conflict of interest?
No, he's a resident.
Okay. How's it related to Alex?
That is Alex's
that is
actual
the same one.
First
That's
name.
His full name.
So.
He's not a business owner, so it'd be community member.
Yep. So I count 10.
Mm-hmm.
Can I number the tickets for you to move this along? Is that?
Yeah,
sure.
That's fine. Do we need to pull out the because there were three business owners?
So this is my question. So okay. I number them. I'm going to number them 1
okay.
to 10.
Yep.
So the business owners, there's 3 of them. And they would go, those numbers go for a separate drawing.
Yep.
Do you want them to then be part of the hatful, like whoever isn't the one who's the business owner to be part of the hatful for all of them, or is it 2 separate categories?
It doesn't really matter to me.
How many of these 3 business owners?
They're also community members.
Correct.
Although, yeah, I'm just thinking if we potentially select them. If we select them in the first round, are they selected as community member or as business owner?
So,
how many as a board say we were selecting?
There are 10 altogether.
10. So it's 2.
So we have number 3, number 5, and number 8 are your business owners.
3, number 5, and number 8.
Can somebody check my numbers and make sure that is correct? 3, 5, and 8 answered yes as business owners.
3, 5.
Andy, I'm in a meeting. Can I call
8,
you back?
That is correct. I have that.
Yeah? Okay. So my, I'm putting 3.
Okay, thanks.
5 and 8 in the bucket, and then we'll have Megan draw one.
One business, 2 community, 8. So it'd be Luann Bacus. Is that how you say her name?
Okay. And then, so that's number 8. All right, and then we're going to return all 3 of these. So there are 10 in the, actually, no, we wouldn't return
it'll be 9.
Yet. So we're going to leave 3 and 5 in.
Yep.
Correct.
And then I'm going to add. 1, 2, 4, 6, 7, 9, and 10.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And we'll have Megan draw 2, right?
3 and 9.
So 3 is Keith Cobbett. And then 9, Cassandra Old.
Okay. All right. So 3, 8, and 9 are the selection.
3. So I guess a question for the board then, it's our choice. Do we want to draw another set just for some reason if something happens and they can't serve?
Well, yeah, I think that's a good idea.
But they,
I mean, they volunteered, however.
They volunteered.
I was going back and forth on that.
Yeah, I guess. With meetings and
don't really care.
Circumstances change. I mean, yeah. It's been a month and a half.
Or we can empower the SAU to draw.
Just do it.
Okay.
All right. So one alternate for the full
group,
and then one alternate business owner?
Yes.
All right. So we're back to, hold on.
Yeah, sorry. So for the business owner, it'd be 5 and 8.
I think one fell on the floor.
Thank you, Carol. Like, 2 is missing. Where is my 2? Okay. All right, so we are going to remove 3, remove 8, remove 9. All right. And then, all right, so this is the alternate for just general community member. Okay, so that's number 10.
Okay, Krista Davison is an alternate for a community member.
Okay.
And then we'll need one more for business.
And then we need,
so it's actually out of 2, so 5 and 8, or 9.
What are the numbers I need?
Did we, oh, actually, what? Did
5
we,
and...
Yeah, we already selected 8, right?
All right, well then by default...
It would be 5, okay.
The alternate is...
Chloe Norman, number 5.
Is number 5. So you're, by default, your alt business owner is Chloe Norman. All right, is number 5. Your alternative in the whole is number 10. Is everybody happy with the process?
That's fine.
Everybody says, but yeah.
Look.
Mike, okay, you're okay with that?
3, 8, 9, 5, 10.
And Paul, you're okay with that?
Yeah.
All right. So.
Okay. And so the other piece of business, too, is we had sort of loosely decided who was going to be.
I have 4 tickets left. I can assign you each a number.
No, yeah. Who was going to be a representative from the board? I think I had thrown my name out there. Was there anyone else who felt strongly on being in charge of this endeavor?
Absolutely.
I'll be busy doing online classes in about 2 weeks.
Paul?
It's fine with me.
Yeah, it's fine with me.
Okay. Hopefully, I should be available, but if I need to, I'll call on one of you for a backup if there's someone that wants to be chosen first.
I guess I could be backup.
Okay. So they, I will call upon you.
They don't want to be the backup, Chris. They want you to do it.
They want me to do it. Okay. Right. First and second. So primary and secondary.
I think it's
cool. I figured I'd ask. So I will serve, and we'll bring that back according to the instructions. Is there anything else that we wanted to add to that process?
Nope.
And we'll bring that back in September. So, all right. Thank you.
So this has the contact information for those folks.
Okay.
All right.
I'll do that. I will follow up with you on that afterwards. Move that process.
And then there'll be a member of the administrative team.
We can.
And the student representative to the school board, who is the other person that you would want to be on there.
So Gregory LeBlanc, we'll invite him. Mm-hmm. And then since we are taking minutes, can we invite Megan, or is that the part of the, I don't know what her schedule is for the summer. As far as taking minutes
to have for this,
correct.
If the board wishes to pay Megan for her time from the board funds in order to do that, which is over and above what you had originally budgeted,
right?
That is entirely up to you.
But I
you
would
should
say
probably vote to do it.
One of the members can be selected to do it.
Okay.
Usually, somebody would be willing to take minutes.
Mike, Paul.
What are we voting on?
We're not voting.
We're not voting, just a general consensus.
Do you want to hire Megan to take minutes for this committee, or do you, should a member of the committee be assigned to take the minutes?
Hire.
I'd hire. If she wants.
Depends when the meeting is. Megan indicates willingness to participate.
And if not, then we'll just find someone to do it amongst us. Are you comfortable with that? I think that resolution. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So I'll include you in the scheduling process, Megan. Thank you. It takes that piece off of it. And so I think we're all set then on the study committee. So moving on to public comment again. I don't think we have any new members of the public. So we'll just note the minutes that it's made available.
Mike Kenny, Hillsborough. Just a real quick question. Do you guys want to have a breakfast in my house in the summer, or do you want to do a cookout?
Maybe I wonder, is that a retreat? We're getting together for the retreat, so maybe that's a retreat.
I can fit everybody here in my dining room or outside.
Is this in addition, outside of the retreat that we're doing?
No, this would be at my house sometime in the summer.
Oh, okay. Yes, like a...
Either an outside cookout or inside breakfast.
Not discussing
Saturday
business.
Saturday morning breakfast or Saturday afternoon cookout.
I think it would...
Yeah.
Speaking just for myself, it would depend on the date that you select.
Absolutely. Yeah. Put a date out there. We'll see.
You put a date out and we'll be able to...
Right.
To respond. That's a very kind offer, Mike.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That sounds like...
I can stagger home from Mike's house.
Oh, nice.
Be drunk or whatever.
Whoa.
Recording.
This is a family show. Family show, Paul. Family show.
You're only two houses up. So,
Mike, if you want to...
Do remind folks that it would need to be not... Board business.
No board discussion
in order
can happen.
To gather that you need to make sure you're not holding an illegal meeting.
No agenda, no conducting business. It would be purely social.
But we are going to meet up and have our time that last week in July. So something we can talk about more.
That sounds like a plan. Thank you for extending the offer.
Thank you.
So. Being that the public comment is there's no one else available, moving into action items. So we have the three of them. The walk-on is the calendar adjustment.
Yes.
The first one would be the Hillsborough Deer and Washington IT service agreement, which is in our packet. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve it? And then we can have a second to discuss.
Second.
Thank you, Mike. Mike will make that motion.
Second.
And Heidi will second. Any discussion, further questions before we move to vote? All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And no abstentions. So 4-0-0. The second one, the HD, Hillsborough Deering Washington Facility Support Agreement. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
And any further discussion, questions on that agreement? Moving to vote, all those in favor?
Aye.
And no, any opposed? Any abstentions? So 4-0-0.
Cool. Fantastic.
And so the third one, too, is there a motion to approve the...
It's the 19th.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve the amendment to the 23-24 calendar, which is reducing...
The June 14th final PD day of the year, it should read half instead of full. My apologies for the typo.
So moved.
All right, and I'll make a second. Second by Paul. Any discussion, which we've discussed already, so moving to vote, all those in favor?
Aye.
No, any opposed? Abstentions? 4-0-0. Cool, thank you. So now we've concluded the action items. I don't think we have any additional ones they're walking on.
Yeah, no additional.
We will have... The non-public session, which is the RSA 91A32C. Did you have anything before we go into that, too?
Nope, I have some stuff for after we go into it.
I did want to thank everyone for attending, and I want to thank Carol Fogarty for her years of service within the district.
Thank you, Carol.
Since this is her last board meeting as an employee. and thank you again. And look, it's been a pleasure working with you. Well, so enjoy your summer too, and look forward to working with you in the community. So let's see, anything else? We're ready for the roll call.
Need a motion to go into non-public.
And we need to turn off the. Oh, actually.
We need a motion to go into non-public.
Motion to. Yeah, sorry.
Sign this for me.
Make a motion to go into non-public.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
And again, it's RSA 91A32C. Roll call, please, Megan.
Chris Woburn.
Yes.
Paul Slater.
Yes.
Heidi Welch.
Yes.
Michael Kenny.
Yeah. Type of walk, which is done. All right, so we are non-public, so the recording's off, and all of our
all right, everybody,
microphones
turn your
off.
Hold on,
mics off.
Do you have any questions for her before?